Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is Old School, and I know it, here on 93.7 The Ticket. I'm Jake Falkovin, in for DP. Nick in here, as usual. Jay Foreman set to join us in about a half an hour, so we'll catch up on some of the we'll get his reaction to the Nebraska basketball win last night over Kennesaw State, as well as some of the NFL action ahead. So that'll be interesting to get Jay's perspective on.
Can I ask you, what's your thought on Rutgers making it to the Gator Bowl?
The best bowl they've ever been to. Because of their APR. Their APR is one the best among the 5-7 teams. That's why they got the first invite. I like it. I mean, they had to find something for Wake Forest. They were even exploring maybe a team that already played a bowl game.
Which would have been wild.
Which would have been quite a thing to do. I typically don't like 5-7 teams in.
Yeah.
It's a very weird thing. You know, when I first started arguing that, I was like, it was very like that was the line and you couldn't get past it. And then, you know, people would argue like, well, what, how much better is 6-6 anyway? And it really isn't that
much.
That's
a game against Chattanooga.
Because it used to be that you'd have to earn. There was only a few bowl games. A lot of like 8-win teams would be left out, and they just kept expanding and expanding, more money, more bowl games, to the point where I still think it would be ideal if like bowl games meant something. Far as like you had to be 7-5, like you couldn't come out of the bowl game 6-7, because Rutgers can. If they lose, they'll go 5-8 this year. That's not a bowl team.
That's a good point. I was thinking more about it. Just you're sitting at home thinking you're about to enjoy Christmas break, and you get a call from Greg Schiano, just be like, "Hey man, we got a game on January 1st, and we get to play Wake Forest, the ACC runner up."
I love it because Noah Vedral, former Nebraska basketball player, is and football player.
They could use him. where's Brant Banks also? We need
Brant. There's the size that we were talking about you need.
Yeah,
we need. But yeah, I mean, it's cool to see. I think that's they were kind of just disappointing actually overall this year. I was expecting more out of Rutgers, maybe to turn the corner a bit under Greg Schiano. It looked like he had him headed that way after his first year there. The beautiful thing is they can rewrite the script and they can help the Big Ten in a big way. If you beat the second best team in the ACC, the team that was in the top 15 a majority of the time before Pitt, you know, won the ACC championship game, you know, that would say quite a bit about the Rutgers and the Big Ten, I think.
Speaking of height, I know this is completely off topic. What is Michael Jacobson up to?
Is he still? Last I knew, he's on a few practice squads.
Is he in the NBA?
In the NFL.
Or Michael Jacobson?
Yeah, Michael Jacobson, the former Husker basketball player. You didn't see that? Yeah, he signed. He's trying to be a tight end in the NFL, and he signed to a practice squad.
The Colts?
Yeah, he was with the Seahawks for a minute, and they let him go. It was like an experiment for like 3 days. I don't know if they were dealing with they just needed a body. But whatever he did there must have gotten enough attention to go play with the Colts.
Okay, yeah, he's with the Colts. Okay, sorry. Way off topic, I know.
How did you get the name Michael Jacobson without thinking that he was playing football?
We talked about height with Husker basketball, so I was thinking some previous big men. What would happen? What would this team look like with Michael Jacobson? Because I remember watching him after he transferred to Iowa State and stuff. So that's where.
Now he's playing football.
Yeah, now he's playing. Yeah, that's wild.
That is, I mean, he was one of the, I think, underrated losses from Tim Miles. Usually you think about the guys that left, you know, you even put Ed Morrow in front of him. I think he went on to have a better career than Ed Morrow.
At Marquette, yeah.
Obviously, Andrew White III kind of leads that pack. But, yeah, just a kind of a sad thing to go back over and see all the players that maybe could have been
maybe,
for Tim Miles.
Maybe even Tom Allen.
Tom Allen, yeah.
I mean, because at Nebraska, he was a vocal
part. He was part of the
part.
Rotation.
At Nebraska. At NC State, he was not. He still hit 2 free throws against Nebraska, though.
Yeah, he's almost completely out of the rotation at NC State. But, you know, hopefully Nebraska basketball can get that thing turned around. We did have a question on the text line. It said, did anyone else notice they had the lights dimmed on the people in the stands and only the bright lights were on the court? The people around us, we liked it that the stands were darker. They liked it. Did you notice that?
I did not notice that, actually. Hmm. I did not.
I did notice, and it was very noticeable on TV, the students are on break. So when you saw the student section, it was like, oh, that's a bad look. But it is like that every year, regardless of how bad Nebraska
basketball is. So what's wild, I was watching the Duke-Virginia Tech game last night, and they were talking about how the students are on break. There were people that bought tickets for that to stand where the Cameron Crazies stand.
Yeah.
They bought tickets 3 months ago for this game against Virginia Tech, and it was like a huge thing, huge deal if you get to stand there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When the students are on break.
Yeah, that's
and
really
I
cool.
was like, man, what if Nebraska had something like that where fans were dying to buy tickets and bought them 3 months in advance to sit in the student section at Nebraska basketball games?
Well, regardless of the 3 month wait or any of that, I do think they should have flowed some people down. They did that at the Devaney Center. When I was in high school, I thought it was pretty cool
because
they moved me, basically. They kind of came and asked me, you want to come sit in the student section? I was like, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so I did, and it was kind of cool, you know, and because there just wasn't anybody there. And I think they just, you know, you kind of got to think about that. I know they're thinking about a lot of different things, and then who do you choose and all that maybe gets a little bit messy there, but it didn't look very good,
no.
but I think most people, if you've watched basketball for a long time, understand the student section and what happens during Christmas breaks, mostly everywhere, not just at Nebraska. I did want to get to this because I'm wondering. I know the draft's not for a few months here, usually in April, right, for the NFL draft, but Nebraska hasn't had more than 5 players drafted or more than 4 players drafted since 2011. I think they have an opportunity for that this year. So I wanted to go through with you and see if we could get 4 or 5 players in our own draft. I think that, you know, sometimes – it's very important, I don't claim to be a scout, right? You'd have to watch a lot of different stuff, but I think if you watch a player over 3 to 4 years, you kind of have an idea. Now, some people don't. Some people wouldn't understand, and they just go, "Well, yeah, he played for the Huskers, first round pick, right?"
Yeah.
No, that's not how it works. Just put on your own GM hat and tell me where you would be comfortable. What round? You would be comfortable taking a chance on these guys.
All right.
And we'll figure out who goes first for you and for myself as well, based on our rounds here. So I'll write these down here. We'll start with JoJo Doman. Obviously, second team All-American, very versatile. A lot of people kind of wonder what's his position next in the NFL. Will it be kind of the Nate Gary role where he is a linebacker, or is he going to be kind of the nickel defender that can come up and pop? Is there a spot for JoJo Doman? Where would you feel comfortable as a GM drafting JoJo Doman?
I think fifth round.
Fifth round is where you go there.
I think fifth. The reason why, I don't know, like you just said, I'm not sure there's a spot. He's extremely marketable in terms of drafts. So that will definitely help him out in terms of when he drafts and keeping eyes on an organization. Also, he's a little older. I mean, 24, right. He'll be 25, I believe, at the time of the draft, depending on his 40 as well. Age is a huge thing. We hear it every single year when you're talking about top picks is age and longevity. And I truly believe that JoJo will be a special teams player to start.
Oh, absolutely.
And definitely try to work in because he has that high motor. He's marketable. So he'll definitely find somewhere. I just don't see him going higher than late fourth, early fifth.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, I think the comparison to Nate Gary is pretty close.
That is close.
Nate Gary is 6'2", 230 listed, and JoJo listed at 6'1", 230. So I think that's kind of the role you could see there. Nate Gary started a few years at in Philadelphia. It's kind of funny because he was the weak link on the defense.
And they won a Super Bowl, right?
So Eagles defense. Yeah, he was a Super Bowl champion.
He won a Super Bowl his rookie year.
Yeah, he didn't start on that that squad in particular. But I think he did. He did have an interception. I mean, he played a little bit in those games. So cool to see him do that, but eventually he kind of became the scapegoat to why the defense was bad, so he kind of got chased out of there.
I was saying, is he still kicking in the league, or where's he at?
I think this year he's on the practice squad of the 49ers.
Okay.
But he was picked in the fifth round, and I think because of the recognition JoJo had, I mean, that play he made against Ohio State, I remember
that was impressive.
Todd McShay tweeted out, that's a second day type of play. So I think that JoJo has the potential to be an even higher draft pick and, you know, to be versatile. There's that fear that he doesn't quite find a spot, but he's at least got versatility to play a few. I think that could help. I would go fourth round with JoJo. I think that he could get to the fourth round. I think his second team All-American status and a higher draft grade is because of the eyes on Nebraska. We could talk about the 3-9 season and, you know, losing and all that stuff and what it does, but the eyes were on Nebraska every week because people knew, well, for one, they had such a difficult schedule. They were playing marquee opponents left and right, so they were getting, you know, college game day type of recognition, at least from the Fox, the Big Noon games here and there, and then, you know, just broadcasts on big-time networks all the time in kind of an interesting story. So I think that helped him get his second-team All-American status, and I think that it's going to help him rise in the draft a little bit. Let's go to Cam Juergens. Where would you feel comfortable picking him in the draft?
I do think he's the first Husker off the board.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Third, maybe?
Third round.
Late third. Mid to late third, maybe. Definitely not one of the top. I mean, he's going to be drafted as an interior lineman.
Yeah. Would you be more comfortable with that guard than center?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Snap issues.
I mean, we heard it. He didn't necessarily have any snap issues this season, but we heard it last year. I mean, take something away from him. Take a responsibility away where he can focus on one thing, and if that's feet or whether that's blocking and stuff, then it will help him out a little bit. I would see mid to late third as a realistic landing spot for Cam Juergens.
Yeah, I could see him going that high. I personally think that he would have had to come back to get up that high. I would have him in the fifth round.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere around there.
We're way off.
Yeah, a little bit different of a draft grade there. That's what's kind of fun, right? Put your GM hat.
Makes me second guess.
Well, we'll see how it turns out. But,
you're like, yeah, well, I'm right, man.
Yeah,
so.
Me too. Yeah. Well, no. I mean, you can always.
I'm kidding.
Well, who knows until even then you don't know if it's the right pick.
Yeah.
After a long time, you know, you kind of have to see that play out. There have been guys way overdrafted and guys way underdrafted, and we know how that goes.
Geno Smith.
Yeah, that's a good example. But I think Cam Juergens, especially him swinging to the outside and taking on those pass rushers at time, I think that will help him. I think he's a guard. I would be more comfortable with him at
guard. You know what? Thinking back, he has injury issues or injury in his past. I would lean towards fourth.
Yeah, you're going to scratch that?
I'm going to scratch that. Go fourth. Injuries, right. he has some knee problems. Or he's had some knee problems. I would go fourth.
All right, now let's go to Austin Allen. Austin Allen, of course, the Big Ten tight end of the year, always seemed to have, you know, he's 6'8". He seemed to have the measurables there. But it seemed like for a while just not getting the draft response that he wanted. So that makes me a little hesitant in my placing of him. But you do have to remember, Jack Stoll's an NFL tight end. He took that guy's job.
That's a good point.
Where would you draft Austin?
I don't know. Do we know any of the other tight ends in this class?
Yeah, I mean, that would be
is it a loaded
interesting part of it.
Because first off the top of my head, I would say late fourth, around fifth.
Okay.
But if it's a loaded tight end class and there's some tight ends, some quality tight ends drop into the third and fourth rounds, I mean, you could see him sixth, early sixth, late fifth.
Yeah.
It depends on, the tight ends in that class.
See, I have him a little bit higher. I do think that once you put on his tape, and again, I think the tape for Nebraska is going to help because against the Oklahoma helmets, the Michigan helmets, the Ohio State helmets, the plays mm-hmm. that he's making against those teams, I think that that's going to help his draft grade. So I have him as a fourth round draft pick as well, and maybe. I could see him even sneaking into the third. But I don't understand. From what I've heard, the NFL hasn't liked him quite as much as I do.
Yeah, this website has him ranked as the fifth best tight end. Trey McBride from Colorado State is a first-round pick.
He's All-American.
Yeah. Jalen Weidermeyer from Texas A&M, Charlie Kohler from Iowa State, Cade Otton from Washington, then Austin Allen. They have him going fifth round. The second pick in the fifth round.
All right, so not fifth, bad. Adam fourth. I think that's
so
about
not yeah, not bad at all.
Hey, we should be doing this for a living, right?
Yeah.
Here.
Let me get on. I'll be the new John Gruden without all the emails.
Yeah. How about Cam Taylor-Britt? Decided to come back. I think he could have been drafted last year. Decided to come back and try to help his stock. Do you think that he did?
Do we think he improved his draft stock?
I'm not sure he did.
I don't know either.
I think he might have. Sat around the same area, if not dropped a little bit, to be honest.
Cam Taylor-Britt, boy. Sixth?
Yeah.
Is that too low?
I'd probably say no. I'd probably say that's about where I'd have him. I could see him getting, the fifth. But I think the idea was for him to come back and have a monster season. He kind of struggled early.
Yeah.
And, he came on and started to look like the Cam Taylor-Britt of old, but I don't think he elevated where he was going to be if he left early last year.
So I'm on this mock draft. I'm in this mock draft database, and it shows it has a collective list of where these guys ranked. It took all the mock drafts that are available mm-hmm. and compiles them into one average. And his stock here, this is on September 18th, he was a top number 34 best player in the country. Mm. That's where he was mocked at on September 18th going into the season, basically the beginning of the season.
Oh, okay.
He is the 185th best player right now.
Dropped a little bit.
I mean, that's dropping from the sixth round. That's dropping from the second round to the sixth round.
Yeah. And I think
you're talking a lot of money right there.
Yeah, it is. And I do think that in hindsight, maybe would have liked to go. I think his stock was a little bit higher at the time. But. It is what he is. He still had a solid season, contributed well to the Nebraska team. Obviously had the early, the early struggles on special teams especially. And I think that's really partially what hurt him is because, if you're taking a risk on any of these rookies, you don't know how it's going to turn out, but you at least want some special teams help out of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd put him on the hands team.
No.
So
no. Definitely not at punt return either right now.
Right. So I think that hurt him a little bit. He definitely has the athleticism. But you've also always wondered, does he have the speed, or is he more of a safety at the next level?
Yeah, that's a really good point. It'll be interesting to see where any of these guys fall. I think the middle rounds, late third to late sixth, I think is going to be filled with Huskers.
Well, it's kind of fun. There's like going to be a whole group of them that I think that we could see getting drafted there. We're at four there. Let's see. Keep going. See if I can get more of them drafted from you. Damien Daniels, would you draft
Ooh,
Damien?
I think sixth.
Thinks in the sixth
I think
round?
Sixth. I think his body really fits well for a nose tackle.
Yeah,
he plugs up the middle.
That's
like,
what
like
I like
else.
About him is that and he only really couldn't play too many downs up yep. until last year. So now he's just kind of getting into shape. Of course, had another season if he wanted to come back, but he's just got elite size. I mean, 6'3", yeah. 325. He's worth a sixth or seventh round pick for sure, in my mind, just for the upside potential there. If mm-hmm. he does hit, that's a long-term nose tackle or big defensive tackle if you're in a 4'3", that you can put in there to stuff the run.
Who would be a better prospect in your eyes, Carlos or Khalil Davis or the Davis twins or Damien Daniels? I would lead towards Damien Daniels.
Pretty close to it. Khalil had a lot of sacks his senior mm-hmm. year, and I always liked him as a pass rusher. So, yeah, I mean, I'd put him all in about the same category like you. That's why I could see him as a sixth-round pick as well. I would be surprised if he goes through the seventh and nobody takes a chance, like I said, just because of his size.
I agree.
So that gets us five. We got five of them drafted so far. Let's go. Let's see if we can get six. How about Deonte Williams? Do you think injury history will hold him from getting drafted?
I think injury history and age.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he – I think he'll be like obviously signed as a free agent.
I was going to say, yeah, he'll be one of those preferred free agents
or
whatever.
Samari Toure, is he getting drafted?
Ooh. I'm trying to think of this wide receiver class. I don't think so.
He's not a shoe-in.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that
maybe
he had almost 900 yards at Nebraska, we think that's magnificent. But
maybe seventh. I wonder about his size, but then also I look at like – at guys like Christian Kirk and Rondale Moore, obviously Wandale will be drafted. Like I'm less hesitant or skeptical that the size factor will keep him back. Maybe seventh, maybe. I would not be surprised if he went late seventh, but I think he'll probably be an undrafted free agent.
Yeah, I think so too. His tape against Ohio State might really help. Obviously, 150 yards against them and a couple long ones there. But I don't know. It's tough. I always say the one of my biggest blind spots just from watching Nebraska over the years is evaluating wide receivers.
Yeah.
It just kind of gets to the point where unless you could see it, like I thought Murray Spearfy maybe would have a chance to get drafted. Mm-hmm. Obviously Niles Paul had the athleticism. Quincy did get drafted, but I don't think I saw the career coming for him. I just don't know. If Samori Toure, I mean, there's just so many guys, like you say his size, but there's just so many guys around the country that can his size that can run.
And I look at like a guy like Stanley Morgan Jr. and how we viewed him at Nebraska. He went undrafted.
Yeah, and he's physical.
He's physical. He's bigger, and he's barely made it into the league. I mean, he's finding a little bit of playing time.
Yeah.
But and then I look at how he performed in Nebraska, his body type, what his skill set is. Then I look at Samori Toure, and I have a hard time thinking that if Stanley didn't get drafted after the career he had in Nebraska, I'm hesitant to say Samori Toure would be drafted.
We'll see. Maybe just the resume of going from the FCS to Nebraska and having success might do it.
Yep.
And like I said, there's a couple highlights you could throw up there of beating people deep. So the NFL always likes some speed. But like you, I think he's either kind of seventh round or probably a free agent. Just two left here, and I'll just group them together because I don't think they're necessarily going to be drafted. You could stop me, but Ben Stilley and Markell Dismuke, I think they'll both get free agent shots as well, but I don't know if they'll be drafted. Ben Stilley, I think, having a better chance. Pro Football Focus
really
loves Ben Stilley.
I would actually go the other way. I think Markell Dismuke has a better chance.
Mm.
But, yeah, you're right. PFF loves Ben Stilley.
Yes.
So yeah, actually, in the grand scheme of things, you're probably right.
Yeah, but either one.
Either
of them,
one. Yeah, they're both
probably not getting drafted. So we have five Huskers drafted, all for you between the fourth and the sixth round. It ended up being Cam Jurgens, your highest slot in the fourth round.
Mm-hmm.
I have two fourth rounders in JoJo and Austin Allen, but we have the same amount of Huskers drafted at five. Kind of
all
fun
right.
little
yeah, absolutely.
Little deal to go. All right, we have Jay Foreman, of course, the host of the show usually. We're going to give him a call, maybe ask him a little bit about that himself, as he is, of course, a former NFL draft pick himself, and then get into some of the NFL games we have this weekend, as well as the reaction to Husker basketball from last night. Jay Foreman's coming up next on Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspace with a 6,000 lumen 3-panel LED light from GT Light. It's 7 times brighter than traditional incandescent light bulbs and features 3 adjustable panels allowing you to shine light where you need it most. Stock GT Light LED utility bulbs are on sale. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.